Howdy, you're listening to Doom. I'm your host, Timmy Doom. This episode, I'm joined by JD as we review the Iron Man movie and talk about some of the movies that are coming out in 2008 and what we think they're going to be like. Also, this episode has plenty of spoilers for the Iron Man movie. So, you know, if you don't want to hear any spoilers, don't listen. Otherwise, sit back, relax, enjoy the show.
Oh, nigga, I'm just like, I don't know, I'm just tired of working these sorry-ass jobs, watching Tony Stark in his freaking playground house, doing what he wanted to do with high-tech 28th century equipment, and even though he's in the 21st century. And I'm like, you mother effer, banging hot-ass reporters who try to get smart with him, and when he get done with them, he chews them out the trash like they crap. Jon Favreau can't lose weight, but his ass could direct the F out of a movie. Getting tired of this crap. I'm getting tired of it, Tim. Niggas don't respect you unless you make money, mother effers.
Dang, is this did a personal thing happen?
Yes, bitch. Black cocksucker.
Wait, why are you taking that on me?
Because you're the funkin'. And I've been listening to your little podcast, your little comic, free comic day review, your little day of your doom review, nigga. I'm like, this nigga, either he's a faggot or he's brilliant to put us together.
Brilliant.
I want to say you're a faggot. And that nigga, Vinicius, that crazy-ass nigga, he's a black nigga, too.
Wait, Vinicius?
He's on all your posts.
Vicious?
Vicious, yeah, dang. I call him Vinicius, yeah.
Oh, what did he say about you?
This nigga is sick. I got put your little website cast on my website, nigga. Black ass psychic cockfucker.
Why I gotta be like all your those
little, and I like your ass how you call me the Black Ed Wood. That little voice you got sound like a ghetto ass version of Jarvis. Timmy T would not review for the free comic day. But first, Timmy T gonna talk about the things he don't. The five movies he hates the worst. I'm like, how the heck this cocksucker get this voice? Ball licking nigga.
Wait a minute. Why are you hating on the Funkin' House?
Because it's like when you see that little computer, your ass kind of like leaps and bounds. Now Timmy T, I'm like, where the F he get this voice from? Now I say, could be his cousin, Gay J. Now Timmy T gonna review the five hate movies he hate the most. Faggot ass bitch. I'm at the computer at work listening to this crap.
That's right.
And your ass got that picture of you standing against the wall like you Run DMC first CD cover. The niggas up against the wall. I'm like, nigga, you ain't no rock box. You're a black cocksucker.
Damn, the hatred and the vitriol.
But it's all good, nigga. Good your ass. It's all good, bitch. Doom. You got the nerve to call it Doom. You got that music playing, little tight ass, little hippie music playing. Timmy T, right back after these messages, like, yeah, I've got sponsors. I'm like, what the F? Nigga, sucking dick in L.A., getting sponsors, bitch. Jon Favreau just blew out Sam Raimi and Bryan Singer with one freaking movie. He beat their ass down.
You think
with
that
one...
Iron Man was better than the first two Spider-Mans and the first two X-Men?
Oh, God, yes. Oh, God, well, okay. With a second X Men, they give the run for money because the dialogue, like you said, all three X Men are the same. Just that freaking dialogue is so tight. But God, he makes Sam Raimi look like Cecil Felton. Jesus, Spider Man was sloppy. One nigga on them talkbacks because Harry ain't cool news. Them niggas reviewed it 8 times with different people, and people getting tired of it. They're like, okay, Harry. Stop sucking Iron Man's dick. There's other movies coming out, like The Son of Rambo and all them little, you know, stuff like that.
Ain't nobody going to watch The Son of Rambo.
That's what one reviewer said. He wrote back. He said, okay, bitch, no one's going to go to that. We all going to Mrs. Tony Stark this weekend. It was funny. But when that sucker broke $100 million,
in one weekend in America alone?
That's America. But worldwide, it's $210 million. And one nigga named Messi, I'm sorry, what were you going to say?
Ain't no other movie made $100 million in a weekend, has it?
Okay, tell me. There's a movie called Spider-Man 1 and 3.
Oh, I thought that those were like $50 million or $80 million. I didn't know.
No, tell me. Spider-Man 3 That bitch came out 135.5 million.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and Spider-Man 1 was 114 million. Spider-Man 2 dropped, though. That bitch came in 109 million.
Okay.
But Iron Man?
What a disappointment.
That nigga's up in the top 10. What?
What a disappointment for Spider-Man 2. 109 million.
Yeah, yeah, and I think that was better than 1 and, you know, 3. But this one nigga named Messi, that's his handle name, M-E-S-S-I, this bitch, he went on, each time they review Iron Man, like 8 times on that site, his ass made a point to go to each talkback that reviewed Iron Man. He said, "All you Superman Returns, suck my dick," he said, because when that movie came out, and the Hulk, he said, "All you little assholes were saying, well, it's too deep for y'all. That's why it didn't make us money, because the quality is too good." He said, "Suck my cock." He said, "Iron Man kicked all your asses. Not only was the action, it had good acting. It was paced out well. The special effects wasn't sloppy like Spider-Man. There was no gay character like Superman Returns." I'm like, dang!
Wait, what was the gay character in Superman Returns?
Well, they were saying it was so much homoerotic. Because Superman had that makeup on, he looked all plastic and fake. You know, Bryan Singer's a fake.
And how is that to say a movie is too deep for you when a great villain in the comics like Lex Luthor, I heard that he had to marry a wench to get his money when he got out of jail. How are you going to make a great character who is a self-made man to bring him down to that when he gets out of jail?
Dude, that's why Bryan Singer, it backfired. Because at the beginning of the movie, the old lady is dying. Oh, by the way, do you know who the old lady is? It's Lois Lane from the 1950s, the George Reeves Superman. That's who it is. Yep. She goes, "Lex, I always have great hope for you," and it's all thunder and lightning. And she said, I want to give you my will, my money and all that." And his ass take her hand and write his name in there in the will. And he walks outside after her ass died. He has a wig on. He takes off the wig. All her relatives are like, "We're going to sue you." And he gives her the wig. He says, "Try it." And he walks away with Parker Posey. And I'm saying to myself, okay, there ain't no setup on this bitch at all. There's no setup. There's no frame of shot. This is horrible, man. But John Favreau, like one nigga said, he said, "All you faggots, take note." He said, "Look what Iron Man did. Take notes, bitches." It was crazy. Dude, I'm going to see that bitch again. Did you see it already?
Yes, I saw it today.
Okay, give me a little input, bitch.
Wait a minute. How dare you call me these names? I'm offended. So can we formally do this? Okay, this is Doom. I'm Timmy T. This is my co-host for the show, JD. And we're going to review Iron Man.
I am Iron Man, but go ahead, bitch.
Okay. The movie is about, because I know most people don't know what this movie is about. Forget it. The movie was tight, nigga.
Dude, I had a smile on my face from the moment I saw that junkie named Robert Downey Jr. throughout the whole mother effing movie. I said, this nigga was a heroin addict. He is kicking ass, okay? And that black nigga who played Rhodey, he ain't number the nigga to me. But brother, he was like, damn, I can't wait to get in this suit. He said, next time. He looked at that suit. People in the theater were crazy.
Wait, in my duty, they didn't, because I don't think, well, it was a lesser people, even though it was still halfway full on a Monday afternoon.
But do you think they knew that legacy?
No. But
no, I agree with you, Tim. Go ahead.
But your theater must knew the legacy.
Nigga, number white ass college kids up in there. When that nigga said, "Damn, next time," them white boys are, "Yeah!" I'm like, "Hold up!"
But I thought that college kids didn't read comics in like from the 90s. And I thought they didn't know about that. I thought they were on video games.
Okay, well, Timmy, one nigga surprised me because when the movie was over after that Samuel Jackson weak ass cameo, anyway, he was like,
"Hey,
yo,
did
you see?" He said, "Did you see Captain America's shield?" And I looked up. I said, "Wait, whoa, what?"
No.
Yeah, he said it was a Tony Stark's. What the hell? Why? You remember when Tony was trying to take off the suit and Pepper? I have to admit, Gwyneth Paltrow looked good in this. I'm like, damn. But anyway, she came down and he said, "Face it, you saw me in worse predicament and worse situations."
Yeah.
They said, "If you look on the side, there's a shield that's half done." I'm like, "Hold up, dude, how the hell are you?" He said, "Oh, this is my third time watching this." I said, "Oh, so you know where to watch." He was like, "Yeah, man, if you come back and watch again." I'm like, "Dang." He said, "It's not painted." He said, "But dude, it could have been anything." He said, "Brother, from what I heard," and he's right, Marvel, they get ready to do the Avengers with Hulk, Thor, and Iron Man together.
Yeah.
Hulk's supposed to be the badass, the crazy nigga. Of course he is. But he said, yeah, he said, no, no. And if you notice, I said, but if you notice, my man, when he called Rhodey the first time, when he was in Iron Man suit, I said, you know what that ringtone was? He told me no. I said, dude, that's the 1960s Iron Man cartoon.
Oh,
he was like, dude.
That's where it was at. Okay, because I didn't even hear that. But I saw that the credits at the end of the movie, it said the Iron Man cartoon. I said, where was that at?
That was the ringtone. You know, he said, then the dude, white dude looked at me. He said, oh, my man, I was born in 1985. I said, that's okay. I'm sorry, man. He said, I'm sorry.
It don't matter, but if you hear, it's Iron Man. That should tell you don't have to be born. I wasn't born then either.
He said, this is third time watching it.
I know you
I'm
was
like,
10 years old when the cartoon, 1960s cartoon came out. You was like 15 or something.
No, nigga, your ass is 24, bitch. John Favreau? Nigga, I want to bang his ass. He looked good in that movie, too. His ass did good.
I always thought you was heterosexual. Does that
I am, but when niggas do good work, I want to bang them. That's showing appreciation.
But wait a minute. You just jumped on that other guy's case who posted that he wanted to bang. Who wanted
Christopher Nolan. Fuck
yes.
His dick.
he wanted to suck Christopher Nolan's dick, and you looked down on that.
No, I didn't want to say suck his dick. I just want to bang him, nigga, because he looked good in that movie.
You know, John Favreau, he played the sidekick.
Daredevil.
Yes, Foggy Nelson. Now he's playing the sidekick with Happy Hogan. And I'm like, damn, you playing all the comic book sidekicks to Marvel characters? What the hell?
That's what I'm saying. But that was funny when that woman walked up to him. Mr. Stark wanted to interview you. If he kept walking, and Hokie said, yeah, she's hot. And people start cracking up. And he said, yes, I'll give you an interview. People start cracking.
That was funny. I liked that. He said, yeah, she's hot. And he banged her and kicked her ass out the next day.
Dude, I wouldn't let that go. I would kept that whore.
There's more coming down the line. But I said, like, why would you want that skanky-looking Gwyneth Paltrow after you banging all of that?
I agree with you. He better. I mean, I prefer to bang Foggy himself, looking
she
good
had
like
a,
the
she
he
had
is.
To kick. Just she had to kick all his conquests out the house.
The trash. Yes.
Yes, but what is she? She's the cleanup woman.
Yep.
And she's been there loyal all the time, not having a life of her own.
And did you see the little Tucker A Man's Dreams poster?
Oh no! But that's what I was thinking of when, because Jeff Bridges was in this movie.
There was a quick poster, yeah.
Okay, good. I was thinking about that movie, too, when I saw him. I said, damn, his ass looked old. Now, I remember when he was in Tucker.
Tucker, yeah.
They made us watch that in school. But they did have a poster of Tucker, man.
but it was really quick, and I'm like, what's up with John Favreau? He's paying homage. He's paying homage like a bitch. But that's
it, though. Shield up in there, too, because he didn't say the security headquarters.
Homeland. Yeah.
And I was like, man, what's that? And then I got it. I finally got it after the second or third time. I said, that's Shield.
Me too. And that little white nerdy man, I'm like, okay, get rid of this nigga. I'm from Shield. I'm like, who this annoying nigga is?
And they kept saying, you need to get a new name. And then at the end, he finally says Shield. I'm like, okay. They would have been saying that the whole time. Why he kept calling himself Security, Homeland, Investigations, or what? Why they would have just said Shield from the beginning? You got to be a stupid organization. And then, but yes, my main man at the end of the movie after the credits, Samuel Jackson.
Why'd they have to wait that long? Them niggas should. I would have left if I didn't read it on the internet. My ass would have left. They should have put that bitch earlier. Then
because
nigga said,
that's a little tag on. If he put that at the end of the movie, most people wouldn't have got it. So might as well put it on for the fanboys at the end.
That's true. That's true.
And the rest of the people can get it when Avengers comes out.
But come on, that nigga said, so you think you're the only superhero, huh? I'm like, oh, mother effer.
You never heard of Spider-Man? Hawk?
Oh, you should have said, oh, Tony, there's a nigga named Bruce Banner. We need help with him, okay? Who's Bruce Banner? Oh, you about to hear about his ass. Because right now, he's a good scientist. But there's another side to him. We need help. Oh, by the way, there's a nigga coming from Asgard. He has a hammer, okay? He looks different than anybody you've ever seen, bitch. Okay, and there's a robot that could walk through walls, he was a different
superhero. What about there's a brother from World War II, the greatest superhero of all time.
Yeah, who's pissed off, who's frozen for the last 80 years.
You got his fucking shield in your, apparently you got his shield in your living room.
Yeah, but see, by the way, Marvel today, they had a meeting with the shareholders, and they already gave out the plan. It's going to be Captain America movie first, Thor, and then they want to bring in the Avengers with the Hulk, with Iron Man, all together by 2011.
But I heard a different order. I heard Ant-Man, then Thor.
What?
And Captain America.
Ant-Man? What the hell?
That's what I said. I was like, how you go? Okay, Ant-Man is not Iron Man. Ant-Man is not Spider-Man. Ant-Man is Ant-Man. You don't do that. You just going to mess up your whole, y'all going to mess your whole shit up if you release Ant-Man.
That is true,
Ant-Man,
dude.
Ant-Man should not have a movie to himself.
No, he's a side character.
The only thing you can have is if it's like, Honey, I Shrunk the Kid, a cute little family film, but that's not going to bring in the bucks that Iron Man brought in. God.
Iron Man was just so freaking tight. God, I bet DC is like pissed off. John Favreau kicked the F. You remember the airplane scene? Brody said, I ain't going to drink. Cut, he drinking, and them students dance on the pole. People in the theater had their little babies cracking up. I was like, why y'all bringing kids to this? But they were cracking up.
I know, I like that little chemistry between him. And, well, actually, I didn't like it in a way because they supposed to be friends, but he didn't believe in his friend. They wrote it like he didn't believe in his friend enough when he said, I need your help on this, Rhodey.
And he's like, Rhodey said, no, get help. You need help. Walk away.
And when he had a new vision for his future, Tony Stark wanted to change his business paradigm to something else. Mm-hmm. He's just calling him crazy, and he's supposed to be his best friend. I didn't like that. It's like, I thought this was supposed to be his best friend.
Oh, really?
At the beginning, he was like, you are so much more, Tony. You can do so much more with yourself. I'm like, okay, that's what he's trying to do.
But you don't believe in him.
You called him crazy.
Terrence Howard did a good job. When I need looked at that other Iron Man suit, he said, damn, next time. Them white boys went crazy in that bitch. I'm like, you faggot asses. No, goodwill, y'all racist, but y'all like that. Faggot ass bitch. And he said to Tony, what you want me to do? And Iron Man closed his costume. He said, keep the skies clear. I love how his voice changed. And he could just shut up.
Yeah, I like that. Like, okay, when he did his first adventures, Iron Man fucked them niggas up. He said when he turned over one of the bad guys to the villagers.
It's all yours.
His voice was tight on that. I'm like, oh, snap!
I was like, Tony, you know what? I want to call Tobey Maguire and say, Toby, listen to what happens when your voice change, when you're a superhero, bitch. You don't sound constipated. But Toby was busy, okay? Because I called the phone. I even tried to call Christian Bale. Christian, well, Christian's different because that's the guy, his mouth was open. He got no cover. But then he said, he's all yours.
I was like, this is a tight movie.
My dick got hard.
But in the comic books, heroes, people have a hard time. Heroes can't murder people. In this movie, he was murdering.
He didn't. Not only did he murder, he massacred them. Okay, he took that tank out. He took them niggas out. Had them, the kids and the woman hostage.
Yeah, I like how that turned out. But he killed the bad guys, which is fine because they was going to kill him. They was evil or whatever. But
thank you.
People are mad at his character now in the comic books because his character, there's a thing called superhero registration, and he turned on Spider-Man, Captain America, everybody, and he's putting superheroes in jail now, and they call him, that's out of character, and the only reason this movie is good is because they went back to the old Iron Man character.
That's what they said.
But the old Iron Man character didn't kill anybody. So what I'm saying, it's the same thing, he killing people here, he's not going back to the old character, it's just that Iron Man's a good character. I hate when people saying they hate his character now. I hate that, man. I hate that.
Yeah, I agree with you. I totally agree with you. And to me, it worked perfectly because Tony had no conscience killing them niggas. He was pissed. I mean, Jesus, I think it was just so off the chain, Tim. God, and one nigga had me cracking up on Anchor News. He said, how the hell Jeff Bridges know how to operate that bitch so quick? The machine, he's not even tripping all over myself. I said, yeah, that is true. That was a big-ass machine he was in.
Oh, well.
At the end, yeah. I'd have been tripping all over myself. Like, bam, what the heck?
No, it's made Different. So you just move your arms and I forget it.
Yeah, it did seem easy. Yeah, right, motherfucker. That nigga had guns slipping all over that bitch. Yeah, he was flying too.
That's true.
But he just put it on real quick. That was kind of a big ass plot hole, but effort. That bitch was close to perfection I've seen yet.
To me, the plot hole was at the beginning when him and the guy, Tony, was first building a suit and is in captivity. Okay, how could they was like outright building a suit? They wasn't even trying to pretend like they were building a bomb.
That's all I said. Did she not put a sheet up or put a fake bomb in front of that camera and then make the suit under the bomb? But them bitches didn't care. That man was like, what are you doing? Where Tony at? What are you doing? Go in there. The bad guy? I'm like, okay, nigga, okay, Tony, you supposed to be brilliant. Cover that bitch up.
That's what I'm
but
saying.
But they didn't care.
That, if John Favreau had done that, then that would have made me like the movie more. But at one point, he straight up saw his homeboy put a leg brace on, and he's like, what is this? I'm like, okay, you just like not even tried to cover it up.
No, he didn't even
care. I didn't
care.
Like that. I didn't like that.
It was kind of blatant to him. It was kind of, what kind of bothered me was when he got out that cave, his ass blew up in the air for the first time. He should have been dead when he hit that ground at the speed he was going. Yeah, he should have been crushed. But, hey, F it. I'm like, F
it. The suit protected him, I guess.
The suit was made of mud metal.
No, where he really should have been hurt is when he first tried out the suit in his house. And then he
hit that wall.
Level 10. He hit it face first. Very
fast. He hit his wall.
Okay.
His teeth should have been grounded, Tim.
his bones in his face.
He should have been crushed. Yep. Yeah, I agree with you on that. I'm like, John, okay, you can do some plot holes, bitch, but F it. But I'm but I was like, what the F? He hit that wall hard. Oh, I was at that Disney when I went to L.A. last year. I'm like, these niggas shooting this at the Disney amphitheater in L.A. I'm like, these mother effers, I could have shot this. I was at that Disney amphitheater right downtown L.A.
Yeah, with your little video camera.
I have my high 8, bitch, now. I could have shot that little scene with him and Little Pepper Pops,
really?
Whatever her name was.
Oh, really? You could have hooked it up, huh?
That's you, nigga. Robert Downey Jr., you junkie. That bitch knocked it out the park. And people were saying, people was cracking me up on the internet. They was like, hell yeah, this is the way to do it. One dude said, I walked out of Spider-Man 3, I walked out of X-Men 3, I walked out of Superman Returns. And he said, I had no hope for this bitch. I had no hope. I went to that mother effer twice in one day. I was like, dang.
Yeah, I do want to see it again. I do admit that.
Oh, I'm going. Oh, I tell you, I got another interview tomorrow. If I get this mother effing job, I'm going, bitch, tomorrow afternoon. F that. I'm going. I'm sorry. It was so well. Oh, one thing I want to say. I shouldn't say John. Marvel did not cast no young-ass teenager. They cast a grown-ass man. And that's what DC need to look at. Stop casting these stupid-ass teenagers or these 20-something-year-old kids. Cast grown people, dude. You know what I'm saying? Because you know they're trying to make the Justice League film. They got stupid-ass Jessica Biel. Well, she dropped out. They got that nigga from One Tree Hill. You know, only there's a stupid-ass show. They trying to get him to be in it between Aquaman. And them niggas are like, what the hell, DC? Cast men and women for Wonder Woman part. So, and one dude said, DC, take notes. Robert Downey Jr. is 42 or 43 years old. He's not 20-something. He knocked it out the box. I said, thank you.
But he's a big-budget actor. They're thinking about the budget. If you're going to have a movie with many characters, and you can't have all them actors of that caliber.
That is true. You're going to go bankrupt.
And then the special effects going to suffer, and it's really going to look cheesy. But there was, one of the people who's supposed to be in Justice League, you might have heard it on my show, but I heard the movie's put on hold, but one of them, John Stewart, the black character, was Common, the rapper.
You did say that.
Your thoughts?
I think he, now, you know what? He do look smooth with that voice. I think he would work. I could think he'd work as Martian Manhunter or even probably Green Lantern.
Okay. Okay.
You don't think so?
Okay.
Dang, your ass disagreeing, bitch.
But so, you on a scale of 1 to 10, Iron Man?
10.8.
Dang!
I'm sorry, dude. John, I'm sorry. He stick to the story. He told the story. And Robert Downey Jr. is a junkie, but God.
Were the character Iron Man supposed to be that, too?
Yeah, that is true. Like, alcoholic. Yeah, I wonder if they're going to touch on that, because they already green light part 2.
Because that movie just started out coming out the box.
His house was off the chain. That whore, if you bring the reporter whore, she got up. Jarvis said, good morning. She got up. She touched the window. The camera pan. I'm like, what the F is this? The house was on a beach on a rock. And Pepper said, oh, that's Jarvis, his computerized system. And that nigga was tight. His voice, Tony, what color you want me? The nigga said, throw a little red in there. He was making, looking at TV. I'm like, look at this bitch. I'm using a freaking laptop, a used laptop, $300. And this nigga got a high-tech 31st century equipment.
James, it's a fictional movie. They don't
but
have
to me, that is true. Yeah, but the stuff he had me salivating. If I had that stuff to create the Supreme Disciples armor and the equipment.
Okay.
Your ass got quiet. Your ass got pissed. I bet you see my ass with Tony Stark. I broke one. And Jeff Bridges got mad at that scientist. He was like, I want you to build this for me. That little white man said, I can't. And then Nicky said, Tony Stark built this in the cave. People started cracking up in the theater. And then Nicky said, I'm not Tony Stark. I was cracking up.
I was laughing at that too.
He said he built it in a cave using pots and pans or whatever. And he built this. And the dude said, I'm not Tony Stark. People started cracking up. I hope they realize, yeah, niggas, I ain't James D. Watkins up in here, bitches. White ass families up in here. I should burn this bitch, but I want to finish watching this movie. I was mad at those people. Those all rich looking, too. Punk ass preppies. Look like they got the kind of stuff Tony Stark got, and I'm with a $300 laptop I got from the pawn shop. You and I'm about to lose my TV next year if I don't get no digital converter because I got no cable.
It's supposed to be like a cheap $30 or something.
Yeah, I got to scrape that up real quick. I'm about to lose my signal next year. I'm like, these bastards. They make me sick.
But wait a minute. What about your digital television?
I got no digital TV. I got an antenna, bitch.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. I got a DVD and a VCR hooked up, but then I use an antenna to get my free TV.
Oh, I thought you had the flat screen that was on the wall, hanging on the wall.
No, I gave that to Kim for her third marriage. Kim Terrell. Yeah. She's eating up her husband's, like, cupcakes. So I gave it to her for her marriage. And I also gave it to Mel when I go over his house to bang him real quick. Bitch,
leave my family out of this, bitch.
No, I want your family. I can't, God, my dick is still hard from that movie. God. The attention to detail. He had his own airplane. And Rhodes was like, you late. He said, that's the idea of having your own plane. They're supposed to wait for you. I'm like, dang, bitch, that's what I know. I can't wait to Phoenix get that way. Mr. Watkins, I'm like, nigga, wait. I'm playing with my David Armsling. You 3 hours late. That's my own plane, nigga. Now your ass gonna be roadie. Your ass gonna be my roadie. All pissed off at me. I'm irresponsible. You gonna be getting pissed off every time I have an idea. It won't work, James. It won't work. But I'm paying your salary. Mother effer. Mother effer. Them airplane pilots have me cracking up. It was like, it's a bogey. That nigga, they couldn't catch his ass. They couldn't catch him.
It was very, but that treatment, how even when he was trying to save the other pilot, they were still trying to kill him.
I was cracking up at that. I was like, okay, y'all should back off now. Because he helped this nigga eject his parachute, but they still tried to fire. I was wondering, can he catch niggas with his, but I don't think he could catch people like Superman.
No, or he probably could, but for the movie's sake, they want him to be able to eject him and leave.
But don't forget, too, Tim, if he try to catch people at that speed, he probably break their bones because he's made of metal.
Yeah. And then what was the other thing? I forgot what else I was going to say about it. But, oh, yeah, the end when he had that little conference and he was, because in the movies, in the comic books, Iron Man is his bodyguard. Not now, but it used to be for a long time. Iron Man, he just told him, hey, that's my bodyguard, it's not me.
Yep.
In this movie, he said,
F it.
Everybody jumped up when he said it.
Now, I wonder I'm surprised he did that, though. Cause wouldn't that put a big red mark on him?
Well, in the comic books now, he's been letting people know that he's Iron Man for a long time.
Oh, so he don't care.
No, he is Tony Stark. He's got mad security anyway.
That is true.
In the comics, he got the extremist virus where he can control any any computers, any technological thing around. He can control it with his mom.
Dang.
So, and oh yeah, when he said that at the end, Iron Man, everybody jumped up. And
he
except for that hole he was banging. She was still sitting down. I'm like, why is she still sitting down?
You think she would have banged Tony Stark and Iron Man together, slut? She's trying to come off all hard in an interview. Aren't you a merchant of death?
Yeah, I like
how can
that.
You sleep at night? And he was like, well, I can lose a couple hours with you. I'm like, dang.
Yep, and she made me sick when she was like, oh, you must have been rehearsing that in the mirror. Yeah, bitch, and it worked. Look, I'm fucking you right now.
Yeah, like a dude, I would have been, tell me, if I was him, I would have been done some nasty things to her and videotaped it just because of the way she acted. I would have got her right up her ass, her anal, and just banging it and taped it. And said, oh, by the way, I'm going to give this to your boss reporter, okay? Bye, bitch.
That's what he had Pepper Potts kick her out of the house while he was in the garage.
Tinkering around. Playing around with his little toys. But, dude, no, really, I would have took my revenge out on her. I see you want some Iron Man juice right in your mouth, baby? Even though he was an Iron Man yet, I still would have gave her that juice right in her mouth. Now, I'm serious. Dude, I would have had Jervis, videotape this, okay? Yes, sir. dude, I'm serious. She was all rude to him. But aren't you a merchant of death like your father? Like, how do you see this? How do you see that?
And then he said, this is what we do for everybody, blah, blah, blah. Our technological helps this people, that people. Oh, you've been rehearsing that in America. Bitch, if you think I'm rehearsing it, why the fuck? You ain't even answering me questions, bitch.
Dude, I'm sorry. Tell me, I would have invited Hogan. What's his name? Happy Hogan?
I hate Rose, like that.
Yeah, Jim Bridges. Even the whole Tucker crew to see, watch me bang her. It'd be like a whole, like a theater. Just to get revenge on her. I say, guys, sit down, okay? I'm about to show you something real quick. She looked like a piece of trash whore. And she got the nerve to get nasty with Pepper Potts, or Poppy Pot, whatever her name is. I'm like, bet you just got done sucking his cock. Oh, God, I want to get that so bad.
Calm down.
No,
man.
Dude, because she made me mad. That's how rapes get started. Females make you mad. You want to take set them in their place. But that nigga was such a playboy. That's how his ass is, though. He had a drink everywhere he went. I'm like, yeah, bitch, I can see the future already. So, alcoholic.
Hopefully they won't spend the whole next movie doing that.
Yes, they should. Get Rhodes in that suit. In the first mission Rhodes get into, Nick Fury show up. Oh, since he would say to Rhodes, since Tony's on as I'm drunk, your first mission, there's a green nigga. He's like 9 feet tall or 10 feet tall. he's causing trouble. Rhodes, look at that picture. Okay, hold up, bitch. Hold up. Why the hell I got to do this, nigga? This is my first mission. Yeah, but Rhodes, we need someone to stop this bitch, okay? We need someone quick. Captain America's still frozen. And Thor ain't come back from the gods yet. Come on, nigga. Come on. You know how Samuel Jackson talked in Pulp Fiction? Come on, nigga. Come on. Come on. Rhodes would be like, oh, no, hold up. No, bitch, you don't hold up. Vision ain't done yet. We still building Vision, okay? We need you. Okay, you see how tall this bitch is? Guys, see how tall he is? And one nigga said, Marvel, don't you F up the Hulk. I was cracking up.
Well, it's too late now. The movie is done.
That's what I said. I said, you know, even though I like Edward Norton, he's acting like a little bitch, and they should bitch slap him. Because he told Marvel, I'm not doing no press.
Well, hold on. The movie doesn't need press. So I don't blame him. I mean, I wouldn't want to be running around. He did New York Comic Con. That's all you really need. I mean, it's stupid to be sitting there and doing those press junkets. Just talking about the same bullshit over and over. Yes.
For Byron Allen. Like a roach. That nigga's a roach, Tim. He is a roach. He can't die. Me and you be dead and gone. His ass going to be alive. He's still going to be still alive. Motherfucking roach.
They look just like a roach.
Yeah, they do. In fact, what's today? Monday? Let me see. Saturday? Yeah, Saturday I was at work. I was at work going, excuse me. No, I came here. I came here. I'm flipping through the station, his ass talking to Renee Zellweger, whatever her name is, promoting that new movie with George Clooney, where they played football back in the 20s. And she was like, I love your show. I want to just throw up. I have to sit down and watch this.
Like, she sit there and watch his fucking
show? Yeah. She said, you got the comedians there? And he was like, thank you, Renee. Like, oh, I would have just...
Wait a minute, hold on. He still got that interview show then?
Which one? Yeah, it's called... Oh, this is what it's called. You ready? Entertainment Studios.
I never would have thought of a name like that. That's so imaginative.
It is.
Entertainment Studios.
Entertainment Studios.
Wow.
And he was interviewing Forrest Whitaker for the Street, the Kings of the Streets.
Okay,
you know,
yeah,
Street Kings?
Yeah, Street Kings, yes.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, Tim is right. This bitch put a curtain up at a hotel room, put the big poster behind these actors, and he's sitting like, it's his house. And he put this as a TV show.
Meanwhile, in 10 minutes, so you got to go. We got another reporter coming in here. You only got 10 minutes with Mr. Whitaker.
Yeah, I can't believe
it. I've been doing it. No, you know what? Since he's been doing this for so long and knows so many people, he probably gets another extra 5 minutes.
You know, it could be. And then he had the nerve to put old footage from Tom Hanks when he interviewed that Nikki from Apollo 13 at the end of that show.
What?
But see, Tom Hanks was talking to the camera, so he wasn't there. I'm like, okay, he didn't get this from a junket. His ass got ripped this off in the library interview when he was Tom Hanks. Because I'm like, what the hell? And Tom was like, you know, working on Apollo 13 was incredible. I'm like, Brian, you're a roach, dude. You will never die. Jesus. But that poster for the Hulk looked good, though, with Edward Norton in the front and the Hulk in the back. He looked tight. Even though he's a little pissy-ass actor, he looks tight.
Pissy actor? I thought you liked him.
I do, but I don't like the way he did Marvel. Because Marvel's back in these movies.
But it doesn't matter. You don't need to... need to do press junkets.
He got mad at them because they wouldn't change the script for him. Because he wrote some pieces, and Marvel said, no, wait a minute. You had a deal with the studio before we bought back the rights. And he said, no, that contract still goes. Marvel said, no, it don't. We bought that from this right from the studio, and therefore we had the final say on the story. And he got mad with them. There was some arguments in the editing room. I'm like, dang. Entertainment Weekly tried to contact him. He refused to talk.
Well, the movie's out. He wanted final script approval. That's what he thought was in his contract. And
he's a freaking actor.
Wouldn't you be mad if somebody said you got final script approval and then you didn't have final script approval when the movie was done?
Well, if the niggas who I had it with sold that bitch to another studio, I would go, okay, wait a minute. Then I would say, no effort.
They should have bought your contract with it. If I'm still on the movie, that means everything that goes in my contract from the last company.
You must be sleeping with Edward Norton, bitch. All over his cock.
You was the one who said you loved his performance in American History X.
The nigga's a good actor, dude. And I think he'll knock it out the box.
Okay,
but
then.
The nigga,
the
they got a lot to... Huh?
What's the problem, shit?
They got a lot to live up with you after seeing R, man. Shoot. See,
no, all they got to do is live up over the first Hulk movie. And...
Your ass still hurt. No, you're the only one that's hurt. There's a lot of niggas pissed at Ang Lee. One dude said, that's all I like that. That's the first creative thing you said in your life, bitch.
Yeah,
one dude, he said, I have to watch Ang Lee Hulk. He went back to smoking. He said, I had quit for like a year. He said, but after watching that, I went back to smoking. I was cracking up.
The Hulk must have been one of his favorite comic book heroes.
He grew up with that green nigga. He called him the green bitch. He grew up with that green bitch. And he said he loved the TV show. I don't know how. But anyway, he said he thought that Lou Ferrigno, the whole thing was was so epic. Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, put in a comic book form. He said, but this Asian faggot going to come and F up the legacy.
I want to talk to you about that. First, I want to take a break so I could check my recording and see if this thing is recording. Because when I called you.
Do that, bitch.
Oh, you bitch.
Do you love comics? Are you more inclined to read comics from days gone by? Do you gravitate more towards comics of the Golden, Silver, or Bronze Age? Well, then you just might want to give the Comic Book Addict podcast a try. You can join me, Mike Pindell, on a trip through comics history. The Comic Book Addict, the podcast that celebrates the back issue bin. comicbookaddict.libsyn.com.
All right, we're back. Doom is back with my homie JD in the house. And I wanted to ask you about, you mentioned the Lou Ferrigno thing, his old TV show. I went to that Comic-Con last year, San Diego Comic-Con, and between that, I saw him sitting there Like, I walked through the doors, right? And then I looked, and I seen a big-ass, tight-looking poster for the Hulk with Lou Ferrigno. It was, like, giant. It was, like, you know, 2-3 feet by 4 feet or something like that. And it was all colorful looking. I was like, this is a tight poster. And I looked up, and I saw he was there. Lou Ferrigno was there. Nobody else was around the table at all. No line, no nothing. And then I said, damn, I want one of them. And then I looked, and I think the poster... the reason why I said no, because that poster is probably expensive, so I walked away. But I've come to find out later that the poster cost a lot of money, like $25 something with his signature. No, $25 by itself, and then some more money for his signature, and you got to get his signature on it. So it's gonna be like $40-$50. And then my other friend on the other comic show said that Lou Ferrigno was mad when. He don't like people taking pictures of him. They got to pay to take the pictures of him.
Ooh, really?
And then my friend said that he just took the picture of Lou Ferrigno. He was standing there, and his wife took the picture, and Lou Ferrigno looked very upset and angry.
Whoa. Dang. That's why he's deaf. He shouldn't be so mean. That's why God punished him.
Oh, no, you can't say. Oh, my God.
No, he should be thankful people remember his ass.
That's in a way what I said too, but he was up there on that little panel when they did the panel for this upcoming Hulk movie on New York Comic Con, so he probably, and he was in the last movie, a little cameo, so he probably thinks that he's really
Stan Lee, yeah.
And there was, and yeah, Stan Lee, you saw his little okay, that was a short show, but just wanted to get the Iron Man interview out there while, you know, the movie's still fresh in everybody's mind. But be sure to join us next time in a couple of days for, I'm not sure what it's going to be, but it's going to be pretty good. So until next time, peace. And, if you want to make any comments about this show or, you know, email me, my email address is blackpun2000@yahoo.com. Or go to doomcast.blogspot.com and leave a message or a comment on the board for the show. Thank you.